Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday, March 29th, Danny. Mm-hmm. It's almost the end of the month.
I know, geez.
Yeah. It's going to be April 1st on Sunday, I believe.
Yep.
And that will be a special day because...
It's also Easter.
It's April Fool's Day, right?
Oh, yeah. No one's going to be playing any tricks on me, so...
No?
Not this year.
Okay. Are you going to be playing tricks on anybody else?
Nope.
No, who cares about that stuff? Nobody does it anymore.
I'm dog sitting this weekend.
Oh, how cool is that?
I know. I'm excited. It's a pit bull mix.
A pit bull mix?
Yep.
Do we want that?
Yeah, I love pit bulls. I think they're so, like, judged.
Really?
Poor things. Yeah. Wow. Everyone thinks they're mean and cruel animals. I'm like, they're not. Yeah. There's no bad dogs. There's only bad trainers.
Yeah.
Or parents.
I had a dream about a pit bull, and I think it was because I saw one in the movie before I went to sleep.
Yeah, probably. What was your dream about, though? That's kind of weird.
I don't remember, you know? I don't remember. Maybe it wasn't a dream. Maybe it's just
the movie that I saw,
you know?
You're probably like, oh, that movie.
Yeah.
I just thought about the
dog. So I saw Keanu Reeves in... John Wick.
Oh my God. Have you seen the second one?
Not yet.
It's like,
but should I? Because in the beginning, I was going to get both of them. And then I thought, let me see if I like the first one first.
Did you like the first one?
No. You see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, look, as far as action, good. But story, again, it's like
the story
we've seen
was
it before.
So good.
We've seen it before. It's all like revenge. Type of movies,
you know? But he's so hot in that movie.
Well, yeah,
my
he
God,
is.
Yeah, he is. But no, the second one's badass. I've seen the first and the second one between the two probably 15 times.
Really?
I love it.
You recommend the second one?
Second one's awesome.
All right, then I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, the second one's way better than the first, I think.
Yeah, it just came out last year, right?
Yeah, and then the third one isn't coming out till like 2020. I'm like, no.
Are you waiting for another one?
Yeah, they just started filming in March, I think.
Right.
So I'm like, wow, how much longer do we have to wait? I hate when people do that. It's like, just bang it out.
Right.
We're waiting.
It's just, you know, these movies, I've seen them for decades and decades. I mean, it's like Rambo, you know, one guy beating up like a whole fucking army.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not
real.
He's
obviously going to die in one of them.
What?
He's obviously going to have to die in like the last one.
No, he doesn't.
You don't think so?
Nah. They never kill them off. The heroes, now.
No.
Yeah. But at any rate,
so that's why you dreamt about a pit bull, because you get a pit bull at the end of the movie.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
But then also I have a neighbor with a pit bull, and I was thinking about pit bulls because I was, you know, there was a one point a couple months ago where I was thinking of getting a dog.
You're right.
And I went and I saw the pit bulls and I looked up for adoption, and it's like 90% of the abandoned dogs out there.
Yeah, are pit bulls. Yeah, because people are horrible.
People don't want them though because they make them violent. So why do people breed them? You know, why do they let them
But
multiply?
They don't have to be violent. It's all about who's like raising them. Like if I adopted a pit bull.
I don't think so. Look, I mean, they've snapped at some families with babies, you know. I don't know. But look, listen, either way, the thing is even if people are not sure, just don't breed them. Let them sort of like die off, you know.
No. Oh, that's awful, Sam.
Why?
Because they're great animals.
Well, but nobody's going to take care of them, so you have a million of them there. Would you rather see them in the cages like this? That's what I'm saying.
I know. I can picture you with like a lab or like a small dog.
Well, we used to have chihuahuas, you know, before it was fashionable.
Love dogs. I don't like chihuahuas.
Oh, they're cute.
I don't think they're depends. Cute at all.
Look, it depends. Again, you know, you're saying it depends how you raise them. Well, you know.
Just folks, like, they never stop barking.
Yeah. In a few minutes, as you can see in the camera, we're going to have a guest here. We'll bring her on in just a moment. We're excited to have her here. If you watched yesterday, that's probably all you did was watch on Facebook, because we didn't have the audio on. So I took off the video. But you can catch a show with Melissa Hill from yesterday on our archives. It was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring her back here because you know what I like about Melissa? She's honest, you know?
Yeah.
And she's very good-hearted. You know, she likes to do things for other people.
She's an interesting character.
So she was involved, and all that stuff. So, very interesting. You know, I mean, the thing of going into porn, you know, once, like we said, once you go in, it sticks to you like... for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, like dry shit on your bed, on your clothes, you know, it never goes
Did
away.
Did you say dry shit on your bed first?
No, on your clothes.
I was like, who
dry shit on your bed?
Yeah, no. I was like, who, unless you're like a nasty individual, like who has, right. And who has dry shit on their clothes?
No, it just sticks on you like the smell of shit,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking completely this morning, but that's okay. You
Neither
know?
Am I. I'm kind of tired, and I didn't go to bed that late, so.
Yeah.
I just went to church last night. That was it.
Oh, that's nice. Did you meet anybody?
At church?
Yeah. Friends? I'm not saying that you have to pick up guys,
no,
but.
No. I sat by myself last night, so it's whatever.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really go
That's interesting, because sometimes you're very social and sometimes you're not.
Sometimes I feel like church isn't like the right place for me to be exactly who I am because I'm so eccentric. So I just kind of like take it down 550 notches.
Right. So why do you go, though?
Because I need Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, and you can't have that at home. You have to go to church.
Well, sometimes this
church
just,
is about connecting with the other people.
No, it's about connecting with God. I don't think it's about connecting with other people. I would love to connect with people at church, but it's weird because this church, it's like, everyone already has their clique, so it's like, who am I supposed to like?
I know, that's hard.
Who am I supposed to like hang out with if you guys all come sit with each other?
I know, unless somebody notices you and welcomes you
exactly.
to the group.
Exactly. And I talked to a bunch of people last night, and they were sweet, but it wasn't like people that were like, oh yeah, come sit with us. So I just sat by myself, you know.
Yeah. Oh
it
well.
Is what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is, but it depends how you view God. You know, I mean. The thing is, if you have to go to church to connect with God, that's pretty weird.
It's not about connecting with God. It's just the pastor basically explains things that you wouldn't really necessarily put together yourself.
Right.
In an entertaining way. So it's like he'll talk about.
So you are going to listen to the sermon, whatever.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Kind of get some perspective on something that I, like if, as for instance, like when we had the debate the other day of whether stuff is predestined or not, like you can go there and kind of get answers from somebody else's perspective. Don't have to agree with everything he's saying, but you're still listening.
But you listen to other views. Yeah. See, I do that through books, but I also, cause I don't have time to listen to people talk.
Right.
But, at the same time, I agree with you. You have to listen a lot.
Yep.
So, a lot to say and stuff, but, I just wanted to bring up that, you heard Roseanne came back, right?
I didn't watch it, though.
I watched it. You know,
you
it's
did?
On Hulu, so you can watch it.
Yeah.
Now I've got, like, all the channels I ever want with this Hulu thing. So I watched Roseanne, the first show, and it was great. Now, I got to admit, I never watched the original ones.
Yeah.
And I don't
I
know why. Maybe
either.
I didn't like her that much or whatever. But now I think she's amazing. She had 18 million viewers.
Oh my God.
That's a lot, man,
for
coming back. The original show ran between 88 and 97.
Mm-hmm. I saw a couple episodes of it, but I'm like a huge fan of John Goodman, so.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
And she's come out as a Trump supporter now. Trump actually called her to congratulate her.
Ew.
Yeah. Also, pilots are saying they spotted UFOs over Arizona.
I saw that.
I mean, these are like legitimate pilots.
I know. You know what? After the, what is it? Science? Is it NSA? What is that called? What's that science called?
NASA.
Yeah, no, not NASA. There's like a government thing. Maybe it is NASA. I don't know.
National Security Administration, NSA?
Yeah, so a couple months ago, they leaked the footage from like 1990-something of the pilots saying, like actual like intercom stuff saying, hey, like I see a UFO.
Right.
And I think they're like gearing us up to get ready for something because that was secret for like over 30 years and now you're leaking it and now all of a sudden more pilots are saying that they saw UFOs.
Right.
I'm like, they're getting ready for.
Well, they can say things, but all I can tell you is this. I'm willing to bet anything you want that you'll never see UFOs. There's no such thing.
Yes, there
is. There's no such thing as fucking UFOs.
Yes, there is.
I'm telling you, there isn't.
Yes, there is, Sam.
Okay,
so think about it.
I've thought a lot about it, believe me.
So we're on planet Earth,
right.
And we live here. So you think out of all the planets in the universe, there's not other people living on those planets?
If there are, we'll never know because it's so far from us that, you know how advanced they'd have to be to get here? Think about it.
Yeah, but we
so
don't know.
That
look
advanced,
how advanced we are now. What if they are the same way?
What do you mean?
Like, look, from like,
we can't get very far from here.
No, I know, but I'm saying we have so much technology now and it just keeps getting better. You don't know what they have on their planets.
That's what I'm saying. So they'd have to be much more advanced.
What if they're smarter than us?
I mean, to travel at the speed of light or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's like unbelievable. That's a host here, you know? And it's funny because people will see it on Facebook now. People were making comments and they can see things through the window.
I was like, who is that?
Yeah, she's doing a story. You see another person.
She's very pretty.
That talks to her phone all the time.
Yeah.
You never met her? Katarina, I'll introduce you to her.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys want to check out a great show with a beautiful host, Katarina Kozayas. She's got a show called LA 40, and it's going to be coming on right after this show at 11 on Thursdays on the video channel. So, and you can also catch it on our Facebook page as well. So, at any rate, I'm saying there's no such thing. And
I'm going to disagree.
Okay, yeah, we'll agree to disagree. I know a lot of people want to believe. Look, I love the X-Files. I want to believe.
So you don't think shit like Independence Day is going to happen?
No, never. Never.
I do. Maybe not in our generation, but it's definitely happening.
I don't care in what generation, we're never going to encounter other beings. Period.
I guess it's kind of disappointing that we've had like how many shuttles go to Mars and we haven't gotten any footage back of like any living species on Mars. And I'm just like, okay.
Because there aren't any.
Well, that's just one planet. What about Saturn
but
or Venus?
But that's what I'm saying. Look, they'd have to come so far. And so far we know these planets don't have water or anything, you know. So there can't be life
there.
How
do we really know that though? Like, well, we really don't know.
They have a lot of different ways to figure it out. But look, do we know anything for sure? We only know something up to this point.
Yeah,
until
we only know what they tell us.
Well, until we discover something else, you know?
Until a spaceship comes down in New York City and
no
blows
fucking
that
spaceship.
Motherfucker up.
You can go to sleep fine. I worry more about earthquakes than fucking UFOs.
I know. I'm actually petrified of when my first earthquake experience is going to be out here.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I hope I'm not driving in Laurel Canyon when that happens.
Yeah.
Because everything's like at a point. Like all the houses in the hills. I'm like really not trying to be like driving.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to bring in our guest right now. I mean, I figure when you're on Facebook Live and you're not saying anything, it's kind of boring. You have to find things to do. We're joined by Natalie Friedland. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. Well, you kind of invited yourself, but I said, okay.
I like it. It's so me and so my personality.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You know, you got to... you got to go out there and get what you want, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You I'm on a mission.
On a mission to do what?
To be a very successful woman.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. You're from Israel too,
yes,
like I am. We've been having a lot of Israelis here, and not by design, right? I mean, we had the spy guy, whatever, you know, the... Remember
spy
these
spy guy.
Well, whatever he was, the terrorism expert.
Security expert.
Yeah, terrorism expert and stuff. And
I liked him.
He was
very an interesting
cool.
character.
Yeah, very manly.
I was like,
right?
what do you do on your weekends? Can we talk about that? He was so serious. I also get him back and have mimosas, loosen him up a bit.
Yeah.
Sam, mimosas tomorrow.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
So we'll have to get guests for tomorrow for the mimosas.
I know, right?
All right.
No, there's no guest plan for tomorrow?
You know what? I've got to go grocery shopping anyway today, so I'll remember to buy the champagne.
Are you going
to
remember?
Yeah.
Don't forget orange juice.
Now, now I'll be in the store, so I'll remember.
You know, I'm going to start posting on my Instagram. To DM me if we have like some upcoming rising stars, if they want to come on the show.
Oh, okay.
You know how many people will probably be like, I'm coming.
Of course, everybody. I mean, we never run out of guests here, to be honest with you. I can't tell you how many I just don't respond to because we don't have time for everybody.
You know?
But you see, Natalie, you made it in.
Yay.
Because you sounded interesting.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
How did you find out about our show?
Through a friend online that I saw, and I'm like, hey, I want to be there.
She wants to be on the radio too.
I'm so jealous.
Really? So now you can tell everybody you've been on the radio in LA, you know?
Of course. Think that I'm a big star.
Exactly, you know?
Hello.
I mean, did you know that this is the second largest radio market in the country? And and you're on the air in LA, you know, so there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, we've accomplished quite a bit. So thank you for joining us. How long have you been here from Israel?
Almost 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's a short stay.
Well, so far, yeah. But do you plan to stay?
Of course.
Yeah. Huh? So what made you come here?
Better life, better opportunities.
How did you know? Have you been here before?
No, just I have a strong intuition about myself. So I know exactly where I'm going to.
Really? So yes. You felt you belong here?
Yes.
But you've never been here. So, I mean, that's kind of strange, you know. but I guess in Israel, a lot of people are really fascinated by America, yeah. You know. I mean, and maybe now more than ever because all the brands, you know, you go to the mall in Israel and all the brands are like in English, you know.
Right.
Even if they're made in Israel, they make them sound like they're American.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that, you know. So, and I remember when I was young, I came here when I was 16.
Wow.
So I was really fascinated by America at the time. You know, it was the time of Levi's and
Levi jeans.
Yeah.
Those are making a comeback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So those jeans, other jeans, but that was sort of like the icon, you
right.
know. Coca-Cola and stuff. But fashions, movies, music,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you can imagine when you're a teenager, you hear American music. And you identify with America.
Right, like, right.
Yeah, I know all about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But before I came, I actually came here once on a trip a year before. And at least I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah, I was in a trip. Actually, I was twice. When I was 13, I was by myself. I was visiting a family here. And you know what? I'm going to surprise you. I didn't like it.
Really?
I didn't like it. I'm like, 13. I want to go home. I want to be next to my mom in Israel. Mm-hmm. And then I arrived here like when I was 22, 10 years from now. And I really like it, and I really felt, oh my God, this is my place.
Right.
I feel so belong.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, you see, that's the thing. So maybe you should have been born here, but you were born there by mistake. Not really, but I'm sure you had a good childhood in Israel, no?
I had.
Yeah.
So I used to, like, I born and raised in Haifa.
Okay.
So there is, like, amazing beach over there. So I've been on the beach a lot.
Yeah.
And it's extremely fun because I was living, like, 20 minutes by walking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
20 minutes walking is a long time.
Yeah.
Because it's 20 minutes there and 20 minutes back, so that's 40 minutes of walking.
Listen, if you're walking with someone, it's not a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
You just take your time.
Putting music, just exercise and end up in the beach. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, that's cool. So you grew up on the beach as well. I did too.
I
lived in Tel Aviv too. So, so we share a lot of... I guess memories and things like that, except you're younger than I am. But so 3 years ago, you decided, what were you doing before you came here?
Ooh, I did a lot of stuff, but I have my only thing that this is the best thing that I'm good at.
Uh-huh.
So my mystic stuff.
Oh.
Since I was in high school, this is actually an amazing story. I was so bored in class. So
really?
Yeah. So
everyone's always bored in class.
I'm like, I don't know what to do, to go to sleep or
right.
just to smile to the teacher.
Right.
So I did. Like, I started to take names. Like, I was looking at my friend. I was telling in my heart her name. And then I'm like, she's going to be famous one day. If she's going to color her hair to black, she's going to get a boyfriend. And this is what I did. And I saw that stuff that I'm telling about people according to their names only really happens.
Really?
Yep. And then I started, like, when I was 20, I would start, like, to walk with people. So I'm like...
Like strangers or people that you knew?
Yes, totally strangers. And I'm like, give me your name for everybody. And I was ending up doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. I can see that I have, like, unique power that not a lot of people have.
Uh-huh.
And just for according first and last name, I can tell a lot of stuff about people.
So wow. when you when you walk with a stranger and you tell them like what you think from their name,
yeah,
do they like text you or call you and tell you, yo, what you told me came true? Or how do you know that
yes,
what you said was legitimate?
Exactly. So they contact me in the mm-hmm. future and say, oh my God, Natalie, how did he know? Like,
right.
Oh my God. And they keep like contact me again and advising me for everything, like for relationships and health and careers. Mm-hmm. They believe in me so hard mm-hmm. that they try to contact me all the time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so let's have an example here because it's hard to believe, you know. And I got to tell you, you know, there's people around saying they're psychics, they're mediums, mm-hmm. they're this, they're that, you know, talking to the dead. And we have people like that here. I find all that hard to believe, you know, because a person
Sam's
says...
Sam's not a believer.
Because a person kind of says, well, I have superpowers that you don't.
Right.
So what you have to do then in that case is when you have skeptical people is you have to show them, like, here, let me show you, right?
Okay.
All right. So now when you have the name, does it have to be the one you were born with or the one that you go by?
Yes, go by the name that people call you every single day.
Right, right. Okay, so we call her Danny Victor, right?
Yeah, but not everyone calls me Danny Victor.
Danielle, okay.
So I don't right. know what so you would go by.
Right, that's true.
The most, like, known. Like, if most of the people call you Danny, I will go with Danny.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Probably it's like my Danielle. Instagram.
You put Danielle in everything. Yeah. I've never seen you write Danny in anything.
Yeah, maybe Danielle Victor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try Danielle Victor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, V-I-C-T-O-R.
It's L-L-E, though. So that's L-L-E. So you have Daniel, but it's Danielle.
Yeah, you wrote Daniel. It's Danielle. Another L and E.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How old are you, Danny?
I'm going to be 30 in May.
30. Okay.
I'm an old bitch.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff telling you.
Whoa. Yeah. So now, let me ask you this, though. Does this take any thought on your part, or you just feel things?
I feel like somebody sent me a message about the person.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, so is it like a wave? Like a wave of heat? Like, what is it? Like, what does it feel like?
It feels like that I know exactly that when you're going to be 30, it's going to be your love year. Everything that belongs to relationship and maybe a ring. The 30 years old, this is your year.
Yeah.
This is what I feel.
I hope so. And this year is horrible.
It feels very strong. I know. And the 30s is going to be much, much better for you.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something else. Between the 30 to 31,
uh-huh.
I can see a pregnancy.
Which is so weird, Sam, because I've literally had pregnancy dreams for the past like week and a half. Like, I'm not kidding.
You're
like,
hungry for a man.
I'm hungry for a baby, I think. Like, screw the man. Like, give me a baby. Do you have, like, any feeling about who it could be with?
Yes. Give me the name. Are you dating with somebody
I'm
right
single?
Now? Single.
But yeah. I keep crossing paths with someone, but I don't want to give you his name. I want to see if you can feel it.
I can't.
No?
Yeah,
I
just she need needs to have the name. That's what she works with.
Yeah.
Okay, so I met someone a couple months ago.
But maybe just, can she just write it down?
Yeah, because I don't want to say it on the air.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there perfect. You go.
And then I want to tell you something else. When you're going to turn 30, you can feel that your year is going to change for positive.
Yeah.
You can feel it especially around everything that belongs to love and relationship. I promise you that you can feel it very strong all the year from there. When you get into 30,
yeah.
up to 31, you can feel everything is around love.
Right.
And I can see a ring coming through, and everything is going to happen so fast. Okay, I need just the last name of this person.
There you go. And so we're finding out right now, if you're just joining us, we're joined by Natalie Friedland, and she can actually tell people about their lives based on their name, first and last name. So what happened right now is that Natalie told Danny a little bit about herself, this is what you foresee is going to happen to her,
yes,
right?
Yes, and I want to tell something
Let
else.
Let me ask you this, yes. Natalie. Can you tell her anything about the past that she can verify now, or do you only see the future?
You know what? I need time, more time to that, but I can tell Danny that she is very sensitive.
am.
And most of her decisions come from the heart and not from the rationale.
Right.
And I believe that Danny, if she doesn't like something, she will not going to be there, period.
That's correct. It's very correct.
And I can see her, in her potential, 3 kids.
Oh, that's a lot.
3 kids. Is that how many you would want?
I think I would want like 2 or 3. Mm. You know, at least 2.
Yeah.
And I must say, the name that you gave me about the relationship is extremely funny.
Yeah, I know. But I met him months ago and we keep crossing paths, including last night.
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm. Are you serious with me?
Like at least once a week.
Well, I want to tell you something. Although he's a Pisces, I'm not sure he's a relationship person.
Yeah, probably not. Well, probably not.
Somehow I'm not surprised, okay? She always seems to find those.
Yeah, I've been picking guys that are just... I mean, I'm not really picking him. Like, so I met him a couple months ago. And
are you serious?
Yeah, so he approached me and told me I was like one of the prettiest girls he's ever seen in Los Angeles. And I was like, okay. And he's like, what's your name? Where are you from? I'm like, I'm Danielle. I'm from Boston. I live in West Hollywood. And I was like, oh, what's your name? Where are you from? And he introduced himself, started laughing because like, obviously I know who the fuck you are and where you're from. So I ended up grabbing his face and saying, have a good night. And he was like, really? And I said, yeah. And I left. So 2 weeks later, my roommates tried to kick me out of my apartment. I was like, I'm either going to stay home and be depressed, or I'm going to go out by myself. So I took an Uber. I went to this place called Hyde. And I texted my friend. I go, hey, can I sit at your table? I'm just trying to chill. I'm by myself tonight. So I sat at the table, and it was 2 women, one my age, one older. And me and the older woman were taking shots, drinking all night long. And she's like, oh, you'd be perfect for my son. And I go, oh, how old is your son? She said, 23. I said, no, I'm about to be 30. She goes, no, he needs an older woman. He's really immature. So she ended up leaving around 12:15. She gives me a hug. She said, I'm going to be praying that you and my son cross paths. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Bye, crazy bitch. I literally said, bye, crazy bitch. And then the owner comes over and goes, hey, do you know who that is? And I said, no. It was his mom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks after that, I saw him at a random rooftop. And now we see each other all the time. We always say hello, but we never say anything else.
So usually I'm going to say it's a sign, but not in this case, because I want to tell you something. I'm going literally to save your life right now. Don't do it. Don't jump on it. Because I see a lot of not good stuff that probably I cannot say on radio about him.
Right.
And I want to tell you something else. The right guy for you, there is something that I can see about him that is going to be older than you.
Oh, wow. And she likes older guys. She said that.
Well, I just dated a 36-year-old, and he was a piece of shit.
So. I can catch Danielle getting very bored easily. And she needs somebody who is very smart that can challenge her.
Right.
And, yep.
I need someone to, like, check me and put me into place.
Yeah,
know?
Right?
This is not a good name.
Okay. All right. Well, she told you that. And you know what? I'm not surprised. I'm telling you. You know, I mean, based on your batting average, that's pretty much where you are, you
know?
That's true. I'm telling you, you got to start looking in different places.
I know. Well, I wasn't looking for that. That just happens like once a week. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Natalie, isn't it just like fishing? You know, if you fish in the wrong place, you're not going to catch any fish.
It's true.
Or you're going to catch whatever fish are there.
Right.
You know? But if you want something else, you go somewhere else where those fish are. So come on, start with that, okay? Now, Natalie, so this is cool. Now, my turn next.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do you.
But let's find out a little bit about you two first.
Okay.
So you grew up in Haifa, right?
Right.
And did you go to the army?
Of course. I've been 2 years in the Navy.
Oh, really? In the Navy? Were you on ships and stuff, too?
Close to the ships. I was saying hello to them.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's pretty close.
Wait, so did you learn how to shoot guns and stuff? What did you do
in the Navy then?
I was everybody was jealous at me again. Uh-huh. I was getting the amazing job ever. So my job was every time that all the commanders come to the base, I need to check that everything is okay with them and they have their food and drinks, and if they needed something, they was calling me Natalie.
Okay.
It was amazing. I wish all my life would be like these 2 years.
Really?
Yes.
So you really had fun then?
Yes, because everybody was all the time so stressed when they saw a lot of like commanders and stuff. And for me, there was like my friends, hey, Natalie, how are you today? And it was giving me everything that I want. I needed to do nothing special.
Right.
That's so funny.
Very nice. And then after the Army, what did you do?
I did a lot of stuff. But basically, the more thing that I did, it was the mystic stuff.
The mystic stuff.
Yes.
And so you developed like your own brand, if you will, or...
I wrote a book like about it.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I have it right here. I can show you.
Yeah. She's written a book. I mean, can you imagine that? You know? I mean, with me, I read so many books, I never write...
It's in Hebrew, though.
Oh, okay.
So I'll explain a little bit about my book.
Okay, so this says, let God lead you, right?
Let your personal name.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, because, oh, yeah, that's right. Because, look, the word Shem or Hashem can mean your name, and it also means God.
Gotcha.
And I thought this was like a, okay, so this is like the, you're talking about the letters, right? Okay,
yes.
So this is... Oh, wow. Okay, cool. I've read about this like in the Kabbalah and stuff about the power of the letters. Remember that Elon was telling us about it? He says the Hebrew letters have like energy and power and all that. Good. So now explain it to us.
Okay, so I wrote a book about the 22 Hebrew letters. All letters have her personality.
Each
and
letter
quality.
Has a personality.
Correct.
Okay.
Now what I'm doing, this is like a theory that I wrote from my intuition, my own intuition that says that Natalie, whoever she's going to live, and it can be in Israel, Australia, Denmark, Amsterdam, or whatever, she's going to be all the time more sensitive than rational. The book is telling about rational and sensitive people. I'll give you another example. Danny or Danielle will always be more sensitive than rational. And Sam will be always rational.
more than
it's true.
Right. Although I do think a lot with my heart, but I've changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know? I've learned to protect myself a little bit, you know.
I never will, for sure.
No?
I let my guard down completely. You say hello, I'm like, hi. You see that? That's my guard going down. You hear it?
That's why you need someone to take care of you.
I know.
You know? Someone to watch for you.
I know.
Maybe
my dad literally tells me he thinks I was put on this earth to be someone's wife.
Yeah.
He's like, you just need a man.
Is that what you feel?
I really do.
Okay.
I feel like I've just like been trying to fall in love my whole life and it just hasn't worked out.
Okay, because it's not the time yet. You had to go through a lot of things first, probably.
No.
You know? Right?
Yeah.
Natalie?
A lot of months. When are you going to
turn 30?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Almost a month and a half away, May 18th.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh my God, so I'm gonna have a ring and a baby in the next 365, Sam.
Yeah. So this is very interesting. Did you learn about this also from like other sources about the power of the letters and stuff?
Do you have to see a person to know about them, or do you just...
I can feel people.
Can I write my sister's name on there, then?
Of course. I can feel people so strong. But this is I was... sitting down in my room and do it everything by myself according my intuitions only.
Right. Wow. Very impressive, you know. I mean, I don't know if I believe it or not. There was a time when I was really down and I got into the Kabbalah and stuff, which is also the mystical stuff. And I got to tell you, even if it was all bullshit, it helped me at the time.
See, I believe in this type of stuff. Like my sister was walking on the beach a few years ago and some lady just went up to her and was like, hey, you're pregnant. It's a boy. And she was like, yeah, okay, crazy lady. And then like 3 weeks later, she missed her period and she was like, okay. So she ended up being pregnant and then they did the baby reveal and it was a boy. So like a year later, she's walking down the same beach and the lady goes, told you it was a boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, that shit does not just happen. No one just randomly saying, hey, I'm buying pizza. By the way, you're pregnant. You have a boy. I believe in it. But then I went to that same psychic and she was like, you love planes. Wrong. I'm petrified. She's like, you're going to meet someone on October like 7th. His name will start with an S. Wrong. Everything she told me was wrong. I was like, okay, you did it. You did well by my sister. What happened to me?
Yeah. All right. So Natalie, let's do me for a moment. Okay. Now, I go by Sam mainly, but my family and the close people call me Mooli. So I don't know what you want me to do. Should I put
you
it?
Do Sam
should
Hassan.
I put it in Hebrew or?
It's okay. You can put it in English. I just need the last name, but I just need the personal name that most of the people calls you every day. So it's gonna be Sam.
Yeah.
Well, I think my middle maybe, look, I'll put my nickname
okay,
here,
perfect.
Too, okay?
Yep.
And then we'll see which one is...
And your nickname is Mooli?
Mooli.
I have something to say about that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Wait, does people really call you that?
Mooli. I'll tell you how it became Mooli, okay?
It sounds like Moolah.
Right.
Like
it
money.
Does, right? But, and actually, there's not that many Israelis with that nickname, but there's more and more. But let me tell you how it evolved, okay?
Okay.
Real quick.
Okay.
Samuel, in Hebrew, is Shmuel. Okay. In other words, instead of S-A, you have S-H.
Okay.
And that's the original pronunciation because Hebrew came before English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Samuel is Shmuel. Now, they went from Shmuel to Shmulik.
Mm-hmm.
As sort of like a nickname.
Yeah.
And from that, they doled out Mooli.
Well, names are so complicated.
Right?
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, I was born to a name that I have to explain to people.
Yeah.
But in Israel, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, people
I've met
of
so
like
many people where I'm like, but what's your nickname? Because I'm never going to be able to say that.
Right. So that's why I go by Sam, because then it's easier for people to remember.
Right.
And, you know, you try to assimilate and everything and... Was your name originally Natalie?
Yes.
Yeah, because they made it a Hebrew name now, right?
Mm.
But it used to be only an English name.
Yeah.
But it does have a meaning in Hebrew, so you can use it as a...
So what is the meaning of Natalie?
So my name is Natalie.
Yeah.
And because of my father, he's Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents wanted like an international name.
Right.
So they choose Natalie.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm telling to people here in the United States that it's not Natalie, it's Natalie.
Natalie. Okay, but that's how Americans say it. So if you tell them, then they know. So
yes.
Now we'll call you Natalie
I
from now on.
I love better when they say Natalie. It sounds so sexy.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Natalie is just Natalie, but the way you say it, I'm like, that sounds so much better.
Natalie,
but no one ever says it like that, unless you spell it different, maybe.
But that's okay, because now everybody will remember her. Mm-hmm. She's only the only one with that pronunciation.
Yeah, if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to give her a sexy-ass name, too.
Yeah. So go on. So
Sam,
I would say I'm a...
Sam.
Mooli.
Okay, I want to...
Sam is like outward...
Yeah, but your whole like business is Sam. Don't you feel like everyone knows you by Sam?
I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Can I ask your age or...
No, it's off limits.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
I feel like I know your age, Sam. I think we talked about this before.
Of course, I wanted to freak her out.
Okay, 57. She talks something about business right now, and I wanted to tell you something. Every business that you do, go with Sam.
Yeah, I
only
have.
Only business. But I recommend it for you by every day and friends and quality time with people. Go only with
Mooli. Really? Wow. So if I get into like, let's say an intimate relationship, I should go by Mooli, right?
Right. 100%. And I'm going to tell you why.
I think it makes people feel closer to me and I closer to them.
Yes. And because Mooli, it's more sensitive name. And Sam is flat.
Really?
All rational.
Yeah.
If you go to the bank, go for Sam.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
Leave all the feelings outside.
Mm-hmm.
But Mooli with friends, family, good connections. Mm-hmm. People go with Mooli because the M and L is more sensitive letters.
Ah.
And it's very important. Do you like to eat?
No, not really.
I was going to say, I don't think he's ever talked about food like that.
No, really? Okay, let's put it this way. I enjoy eating a lot, but it's not a main thing in my life.
He's not a foodie.
Yeah, I'm not a foodie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I eat once or twice a day. That's about it.
Perfect.
But anyway, never mind that. But so go on with this, because you see, and it shows you, like, I have two sides to me because of that, but it's never gone away. I mean, I'm part of two cultures too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Muli is one culture and same as another. And I've always had that split in me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As much as I assimilated, you don't lose your, like, origin.
Exactly.
I tell it the truth. I meet a lot of people who changed from Shmuel, Shmulik,
or Muli
to Sam or Sammy. For me, I don't like it. According my intuitions, I think it's taken a lot of good qualities
away from me.
From them, yeah. And for me, as a mystic woman, as in with a strong intuition, I think that the losing. A lot of good stuff. But I need to check that individually. You know
okay,
what I mean?
I get you. But you have to understand, we usually make those changes so we can assimilate.
I know.
And you know, so people can take us. Like, I mean, look at some of the people that retain their names, like Indian people and stuff. It's like, you can't pronounce it, you know?
Right.
And you stand out with a name that everybody has to deal with. And that's why in business, like you said, in school, everything else, I decided, okay, I'm going to have myself an American name.
Yes. I'm dying to meet this guy whose name is Shmulik, and he doesn't want to change it in America, and just to see face to face a very successful guy.
Right. Okay, so that's me.
I hope so.
But he already changed his name.
Well, it's interesting because sometimes people change their names because a rabbi recommends it, right?
Yes.
So they see that too. They see the value in the letters, right?
Well, I don't know if they change in according luck, but or something else, like to be in touch with Israel.
Right.
Or Kabbalah or something from the Bible. I can tell you that a lot of people comes to me to check their names because of health or luck situation.
Right.
There is a lot of people who just feels that they doesn't have luck.
Right.
So I'm checking their names and I can tell them, I advise them. I'm not telling them, hey, I'm going to change your name. I'm advising them, if you're going to start calling yourself.
Right.
So your life will be much better. Or I can tell you, I can give you another example. For kids. Little kids, they have a lot of troubles with, like, breathing or stuff in kindergarten or school. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I check their names as well.
Wow. And that's very interesting. You know, when I was exposed to some of this was with numerology, right? Because they also, they look at your name and the letters, they turn them into numbers and everything.
Right.
But they also tell you, well, because your name is like this, this is why things are happening.
Right.
So this is very interesting, you know, with the power of letters and everything. And so you started. So, I mean, but how did you find out about the letters having the significance?
Wow. I believe that I give you the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 12, I was starting new school. And then the teacher calls everybody names.
Okay.
Because she needs to know them.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called in the class Friedland Natalie. And then, boom, something happened. I had this feeling, a message that I'm going to be a very known and famous and international person.
Wow.
And it hit me.
Uh-huh.
And then it's continued with high school.
Right.
And in the army.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing with the names all the time. And then I realized, oh my God.
Very interesting.
Something is different.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. It's funny. When I learned this in the Kabbalah, I also tried to go, like, with every... Because in Hebrew, one more thing they do is they turn letters into numbers.
Right.
You know, so like
Which A. Which is so weird to me, but.
But why? Like you give a value. Like
so complicated.
A is one, B is two, C is three, sort of like that. You
so
know?
When you spell the, you have to be like 19, 18, 3. Like, those are definitely just made those numbers up.
But
like,
yeah, that's I don't know. But that's something of what it would
right,
be. Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so complicated, I
and,
feel.
But then they find, like, they say if a word has the same numerical value as another word, then those things are related somehow.
Oh, you know? That's kind of cool.
Things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, very interesting, Natalie. Okay, I'm not going to call you Natalie again. We're talking to Natalie Friedman. Friedland. Yeah. Friedland, I don't have it in front of me. And so your parents are from Russia.
My father is from Belarus, Minsk, and my mother is Israeli.
Oh.
I dated a Russian once. He was so hot. He was like the hot, like honestly, probably the only guy I still lose sleep over.
Really?
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Okay.
I fucked it up. What he didn't fuck up. Say?
Too much information.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Not for her. She'll share everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If my dad was here right now, although he's married to my mom, he's like, do you want to get married? Do you want to marry me?
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. So let me ask you this now.
They all play hockey. Why is like hockey so big in Russia?
Hockey?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's a cold place, usually in cold places.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
right.
Like in Canada,
it is
too.
You
know. They like the snow or
yeah,
know,
whatever.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's just more appropriate for that weather, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, wow, this is cool. So, we were talking, why did you talk about hockey, but the Russians, okay. How did your parents meet?
How they meet. Oh
yeah,
my God, this
meet?
Is an amazing story. So my mom was like 15 and she did, and my father was 21. And
so like a 7-year difference.
Six.
And I'm really bad with math.
Me too, okay. That's okay. And she did babysitting on his friend's boy.
Wow.
Wait, so his friend was...
And he's 21, she's 15.
Yes. That's actually rape.
Well, wait. Like, let's ask
it's
about...
It's like 30 years ago in Israel, it doesn't...
Age doesn't
okay.
matter.
It was okay?
It was okay.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he was like a jewelry man, and she was like a... Just a girl.
Right. She was very innocent.
She was a babysitter.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember they telling me there was like, he was sitting in the sofa whenever she comes in. And then he was asking his friend, who is there? Who is she?
Wow.
Are they still married?
Yes.
So it's been how many years?
34.
34 years. So it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think about this. 21 with a 15 year old.
And they're still together.
That's weird.
And
you know?
Yeah. And he told her, actually, it's a very funny story because he has his car and he was loved to go to parties and restaurants. And she was extremely like, good girl home,
right.
Doesn't want to go out or something. And then one day he told her, do you want to come and eat with me in a restaurant? And she said, no, I'm eating only in my mother's house.
Wow.
And now she's like, take me to restaurants all the time. I don't want to cook.
That's very cool. What a nice story.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Matt, in America now, if you're 21 and you go for a 15-year-old, you're locked up for statutory rape, bitch.
I think it was different.
Oh, I'm sure back in the day it's different, but now it's just like even a 17-year-old with a 15-year-old, you can get in trouble.
I must say, she got married with him only when she was 20. So there was 5 years.
So they waited.
They waited 5 years.
Oh, right.
At least she could... At least she got a chance to see if that it works out or not.
Yeah, you know? The Russian guy's the only guy that like opened the car door for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very romantic. Yeah.
And not cheap. I very recommend it.
No, he wasn't cheap at all. But then their emotions are very like on and off. Like, he was all in, and then I said one thing, and it was like a light switch. He was like, bye, Felicia. And I was like, call me.
Yeah. Natalie, tell me something. We only have a couple minutes left, but what else can you see in my name?
Well, do you have like any question or direction? Because most of the time I need like age that I can tell
57,
you.
I told you. Yeah. I have no problem with my age at all. I was just pulling your leg.
Yeah, he doesn't care at all.
When are you planning to be turn on 58?
In May. May 10th.
Oh, You're a Taurus.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, that's why we get along.
Maybe when you said May 18th. You said May 18th, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, that's when I was thinking, oh, wow, same month.
Yeah.
So I see the 57 year since it started, and not very good year. It's like flat.
But that was last year, 57.
No, it's still, you are still 57, right?
Yeah, for another month or so.
Yeah, I'm saying it
wow,
was
that's a
like
lot
50
people.
People.
Who are those?
What are those?
They heard me. They come to me.
Yeah, yeah. There's a million people, and she's locking the door. Who are these people?
They're having
invading my station.
Yeah, they're having a show today. Obviously, they're having a convention.
I don't know what the hell's going on, man. But I don't want to get out of the studio now.
Right.
I'm having fun here, Natalie.
So, I'm saying that 57. I don't know. Oh, what
if it's a good year, right?
It wasn't.
Okay.
As long as I can see it. I think right. that in May, you can feel a lot of stuff that was stuck.
Okay.
This year, starting to move on. And okay. I think the best year for you is going to be 59, that I see something maybe that you are waiting or a big change.
Oh, okay. Life. Well, at least I'm living two more years. That's a good thing.
Right? Literally.
Crossing fingers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at this age, you never know.
Literally.
All right. So Natalie, we're totally out of time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome
much.
Back because you have a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. And you're amazing. And we want more people to find out about you.
Thank you so much.
How can people contact you if they want your help?
So they can contact me on Facebook, or I just can give my phone number. They can
yeah,
call me.
Give your phone number too if you want.
So my phone number is 714-249-8160. And this is my personal phone number.
Right. Now, are you on Facebook or something if people are shy, too shy
yes,
to call?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. You just need to look for Natalie. It's Natalie Friedland, Friedland, Land.
There you go. And that's how you can find her. The book is, so it's in Hebrew also, only, right?
Yes.
Ten Lashem Lovil Otcha, let your name lead you. And there you go, you see? So there's a meaning to everything, and it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. All right, everybody, thank you all for joining us. Say hi to everybody on Facebook. And I don't see you. You're totally quiet on Facebook, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't use Facebook, you know this. By the way, don't forget mimosas. Thanks, Sam. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.